Sister Spade, don't touch that dial. Today we want to discuss some virtues that are required and are seen in our living imam that pertain to the reappearance of our qa'im. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Allah says in his holy book in Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, verse 11, "Lo, Allah changes not the condition of a folk until they first change that which is in their hearts." So what does Allah mean by this verse, and what does it have to do with the reappearance? One of the ways that we can recognize noble people is not through the words or verses or traditions that we have been programmed to memorize, or through our actions that we robotically carry out through our days. But it is the manifestation of what is in our hearts that we can recognize noble people. For example, in the Holy Quran, chapter number 2, that's Surah Baqarah, verse 177, Allah tells us, "It is not righteousness that ye turn your faces towards the east or the west, but it is righteousness to believe in Allah and the last day, and the angels, and the book, and the messengers, to spend of your subsistence out of love for him, for your kin, for orphans, for the needy, for the wayfarer, for those who ask." Now, of course, this verse is talking about righteousness and not just the adherence to the laws of Islam. Because while the laws of Islam keep us within the deen so that we do not drop into the red, so to speak, like a bank account that is overdrawn, however, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are righteous if we only take care of these raw bones of our faith. These are rather tools to reach righteousness, but not indications of righteousness. In reference to this discussion, the book, The Essence of Creation, when referring to the holy imam of our time, says, "Since the imam is the leader of society, he must therefore be devoid of any moral vices. He must have the best of all moral perfections. This is because, as a perfect man, he is the best example for the people." When talking about moral virtues, our eighth imam, Imam Ali Ridha alayhi salam, says that the living imam has certain signs. He is the most knowledgeable, the most pious, the most patient, the boldest, the most generous, and the most devoted. And when talking about the virtues of the living imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Imam Ali, the first imam, alayhi salam, said, "He who has assumed, with the permission of Allah, the position of imamat must first of all educate himself before educating others. He must educate others through his deeds rather than through his words." Now, there are two very important messages in the previous traditions and the Quranic ayah, and that is, one is about recognizing imposters and imposter sects in place of imam, and the other is about ourselves. Because in addition to the oppression that we know we have to fight, which is about the political tyrants of the era, we also have to internally prepare ourselves for being in alignment with the imam in his reappearance. And we do this by furnishing our first home, which is our heart, with beautiful virtues and qualities. And then, of course, these virtues and qualities that we have beautified ourselves with will come out and present themselves in our behavior. So in a nutshell, our journey to reach the reappearance of the living imam is through knowing Allah and matching ourselves with whatever it is that we know and learn along the way of the qualities and virtues of that imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.